Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting second, the center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third, the third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth, the DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth, the first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth, the catcher, John Wathan. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Al Fitzmaurice. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second, the center fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting third, the first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth, the DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Bill Stein. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Kevin Bell. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth, the catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Brett. And now, play ball. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein misplays the ball. That's an error on Stein. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wolford. The throw from Essien and he is out, Stein applying the tag. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brett moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Cowens moves to second. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive towards the mound. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae is hit by the pitch. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Bannister moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Bannister moves to third. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek misplays the ball. That's an error on Potek. Bannister scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 1 in the game. Stein hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1. And the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive towards short. Dent reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. Potek takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Way then hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Bannister chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Stein. Stein fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Stein. White scores. Potek goes all the way around to score. Way then moves to third. It's 2-1, Royals. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 2 in the game. Wolford strikes out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent strikes out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Essien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett moves to third. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brett tags and scores. One out. It's 3-1, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 2 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. Bannister moves to second. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Potek hits a fly ball into center field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Way then takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 3 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Way then moves to second. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Royals. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 2 in the game. Stein hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 2 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dent for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Orta, who is chasing the ball. McRae reaches third base with a triple. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a fly ball into left field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Orta. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Potek hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Essien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Mingori now pitching. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 3 in the game. Garr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bannister hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Essien moves to second. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-to-4, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-3 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Little now pitching. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horta. The throw from way then and he is safe. Horta steals second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-3 in the game. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Way then hits a fly ball into right field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-4 in the game. Wolford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-4 in the game. Otis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.